kids want to climb onto the yellow benches or swing on the swing sets, and we don't have any way to clean any of that. And so we just can't responsibly invite people to all be coming in and touching everything. At the moment, we are only letting limited staff come in one at a time and working in very different areas of the garden, keeping safe distance. So we're not doing some of the big aggressive garden projects that you would expect. You know, we're staying on top of everything that's really necessary to keep the garden in shape so that when we do open, it'll be beautiful for everyone.
One of your big projects last year was installing that geo-block grid to be able to enlarge parking for the ever-popular winter lights. Was that a success?
It was wildly successful. We had almost 130,000 guests come through Winter Lights. It's really heartwarming to think of that many people coming and making memories and enjoying the lights and taking in the beauty of the garden in the winter. But that meant that our grass parking lot did take on a lot more traffic and abuse than we had really expected it to, but it's performed just as we had hoped, which is as you drive in and you look across it, you see a lawn instead of a parking lot. So one of the things our team did right before we had to close was they reseeded all the light areas there that where it had gotten a little worn. When we're able to welcome people back, it should be beautiful and green again.
One of the big missions of Newfields is to bring more art outdoors and encourage the art that's occurring outdoors. And a lot of your festivals have that outdoor element integrated into them. Do you have plans? Do you have backup plans?
Depending on what the recommendations are, you know, again, we want to keep everyone safe, everyone who comes to visit and everyone who works and volunteers with us. So we have plans, everything from being able to open just the garden in the park in the beginning to if we're able to open up the whole campus. We're also in touch with museums and public gardens and arboretums and parks from colleagues around the country, and we're really relying on them. It's been a great time nationwide for everyone to work together and talk about how we can best serve the public. Even though on the surface it seems like you could keep the outside areas open, it's just such a challenge when people have to touch doorknobs and drinking fountains and restroom handles, and how do you keep all of that safe and sanitized for everyone is such a challenge.
A lot of people loved coming to the plant sales at Newfields and the orchid show and being able to purchase those items. Will there be any such thing as delivery or pickup of plants and flowers for the public?
Sadly, had to cancel perennial premiere because that plant sale always happens third week of April. But we are working on plans to try and figure out how later in the year we can do something to get great gardeners together safely and give them a chance to find great plants.
What are you still gleaning from nature right now that gives you hope, that lets you know that we are all going to be able to come back and enjoy the beauty of Newfields both inside and outside?
I think gardeners, we're a funny bunch in many ways, but one of the things that I love about gardeners is we're such optimists. And, you know, the act of planting a seed and watching it sprout brings me a lot of great joy. And so I've been just absolutely loving and finding a lot of energy, positive energy, in watching seedlings come up in my little cold frames behind my house. So I urge everybody to get out and watch, see things popping up, and spend some time in nature. It will get us through this.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jill.